when Simon Shin Yud, we're up to Sif Hei, we'll be doing Hei and Vav. Sif Hei Grogris Vitzimukim Dechazu V'lo Chazu. If you're talking about someone took grapes or figs and he dried them to the point that some people would eat them and other people wouldn't eat them. The ikin should the achli, ikin should lo achli, I azmine nafik be mitoris mukta. If you tell yourself before Shabbos, I'm going to eat this on Shabbos, that is mafkia the shem mukta. Vi lo lo, but if you weren't miyachid it, then not. Avalam enim ruuyim vizmina mazmana lav milsehi. If you're mazming something that's inedible, that's not called azmana. It's halach alamaisa. The halach is that anything that you put into a matzah where it's totally inedible, even if you expect to use it, it's mukta. You put it into a matzah where it's partially inedible, it's barely edible, but you had in mind to eat it, then it's not mukta. Then you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here brings up something that's very, very important. He brings up the concept of gomro bidei adam. The Gemara says that grogris v'tzimukim, the reason why they are mukta is because you're at the mercy of the sun. If the sun will be strong enough and will dry them out, so then we say at that point it'll be edible. Let's say you have something that is not dependent on anything. You put something into a matziv where it is going to change. Meaning b'teva, it's going to change. And that's what you put it there for. So the halacha there is since it's not gomer b'dei shamayim, it's gomer b'dei adam, means I know that it's going to become usable on Shabbos, the halacha is that it is not mukta. Now I'd like to talk about one very particular case that the post can speak about. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that wet laundry is mukta on Shabbos. That means if you hang out your laundry before Shabbos, the Isser is hanging out laundry on Shabbos, but hang laundry out before Shabbos is mutter. If you have laundry that before Shabbos was just totally unusable, it was soaking wet, even though during the Shabbos it became usable, the Mishnah Berurah holds that it's mukta. Since it was mukta ben ashmashes, we say hol v'iskatzoi. The poskim want the taina that really that really depends on the circumstances. If the laundry was omit to become usable, for example, you put wet laundry in the dryer before Shabbos, and the dryer continues to work on Shabbos, and it ends at some point after the beginning of Shabbos. Even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was not usable, and there was a dachir b'yadayim too, but it was not usable. Nevertheless, since I know for a fact that it's going to be dry because it's sitting in the dryer, that is considered gomro bidei adam, and they want a taina that it is not mukta. A similar case, you hang the laundry out, but it's a summer day in Eretz Yisrael where it just never gets cloudy or rains in the summer. So that's gomro bidei adam. Many poskim say that the clothes would not be mukta in that situation. Means anything that is going to turn around and become non-mukta, on that we say that since it's omit to become roi on Shabbos, we do not give it a shem mukta. So this whole halacha of dachya b'yadayim v'lo chazu, or even mukta machmas iser, only applies if you're not putting it into a matzav where it's going to become usable for sure on Shabbos. Now they ask Akasha, why is it that a lantern, will you light it, or even our candlesticks, will you light the candle in it before Shabbos? Why is it mukta? Why don't I say that that's gomro bidei adam? Because you expect that it's going to become, the candle is going to burn out, it's not going to be there anymore, and therefore it should not be mukta anymore. They asked that kasha. And the answer is that you don't light a candle for the sake of making the candle disappear. You light the candle for the light. It's the only time we say that gomro bidei adam is mutter is when the entire process was one that's supposed to lead. The culmination of it is the gomro bidei adam. The culmination of my putting laundry on the line or in the dryer is for the sake of it drying. The culmination of my making raisins from grapes is they're becoming roy. So there, if I know that it's going to become roy on Shabbos, that's called gomro bidei adam and it's not mukta. Not so when I light a candle, even though I do know that eventually the candle is going to go out, the purpose of lighting a candle is not because I want to get rid of the candle. So therefore, we would not call that gomra b'diyadam to be matter what it's sitting on. Sivvav. Kol davar she'asur l'taltalo. Anything that you're not allowed to carry, also that you're not allowed to move, also litin tachtav klish kedei she'yipol l'tocho. You're not allowed to put a kli under it that it should fall into. Mipnei she'asur ha'kli b'tiltal. Because you're asuring the kli b'tiltal, because now the kli is going to be containing mukta. The nimtza mevatal keli me'echono. And you're being mevatal keli me'echono, which is the yisur ki'ilu, you're plastering it down to the floor, you're cementing it down to the floor. Avamutr lichbos olav kli, you're allowed to put a keli on top of it. Ubavachalo yigabo. Now putting a keli on top of it, there's one day in the Gemara that that's usur. Because you're moving a keli for the sake of another keli that is not movable. We paskin not like that. We paskin that it is mutter to carry, and that's why the Mechaber says it's mutter. But when he says bovachalo yigabo, everyone asks, why can't you touch muktzah? It's just moving its aser. So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Gro who learns that we're talking about an egg, and an egg, as soon as you touch it, because it's round, is going to end up moving.